Tonight, I'll say. If you have a copy of God's Word, we'll be in the book of Luke, chapter 18 tonight. Luke chapter 18. We're going to camp there tonight for a little bit. While you're turning, I would like to say I do have two extra prayer requests. Number one, my boss, one of his uncles, accidentally shot himself in the hand a week ago, and he asked me to add him to the prayer request, so be sure to pray for him. I don't know his name. And also, yesterday there is a family in Thomasville that Holly knows that lost their youngest child, and I'd ask you to please pray for them. Luke 18, we're going to talk tonight, just a simple title, When Jesus Passes By. I'll tell you one thing, it's good to know that Jesus passes by this church. Luke chapter 18, verse 35, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. When Jesus passes by, verse 35, the Bible says, And it came to pass, as he, being Jesus, was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. Verse 37, they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked, verse 41, saying, What will thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive your sight, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Let's pray. Father, I am so thankful for the Holy Spirit in this church house tonight. Just so overwhelmed. You're so good to me, so good to this church, Father. I just want to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Father, I pray for Brother BJ as he's preaching the word to God. You anoint that man from on high like you never have before. Lord, I thank you so much for that cross. Thank you for that moment in my life where you passed by me and you accepted me. And I pray, God, if there be somebody in this place that just needs a touch tonight, I'd ask that Jesus pass by in their heart. Father, thank you for this flock, and I pray you bless them for coming out on Wednesday night. It's in Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to talk about the blind man tonight in Luke 18. This blind man needed a touch from the Master. He needed a touch from Jesus Christ himself. I'm not going to speak for nobody else but myself in this church house tonight. I need a touch from Jesus tonight. I'm not going to speak for nobody but myself. But I need a touch for Jesus tonight. And I pray you do too. I believe that's what we came to do. Is find a touch from the Master. And that's what this man found when he got at Jesus' feet. And my question tonight I had to ask myself is, and I'm going to ask it to you, is what do you need tonight from Jesus? What do you need tonight? There is one thing when I've studied this I've noticed is Jesus can answer prayers right now. He's listening right at this very moment. Everything is recorded in heaven for him. And I believe that with all my heart. And when we read about this blind man, we know he got touched, and we can too. Well, there's three things that I want to show us tonight, just in our lives, that we can be touched right now tonight. There's three things that can happen in this place. Number one, when we see about blind Bartimaeus, that was his name. Number one, Jesus can touch blinded eyes. Let's go to verse 35. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, there was a certain blind man that sat by the wayside, and he was begging. Jesus can touch blinded eyes. Back in verse 35, this man was a certain blind man. Can I tell you something tonight, church? You're a certain person. You're a certain individual tonight. God has created you in His image because the Bible says so. God has created us to be certain people to be devoted to a certain God. There's a lot of gods in this world, but there is one almighty Savior. That's who we're talking about tonight. His name's Jesus. He's the man that can heal blind people. There was a time in my life I was blind, I was lost, I needed Jesus, and He met me there. There's a time in your life, if you've asked the Lord into your heart, there was a time you were blind, and now you see. And that's exactly what we're talking about. This man was a certain blind man. He had to have a touch from Jesus Christ. He was a cut off blind man, if you will. Verse 35, he was cut off from society. There was a certain blind man that sat by the wayside. These people around him threw him away. Threw him to the road, and all he could do was beg. This man needed a touch from Jesus, and we see him on the wayside. We see him thrown out in church. Let me encourage you. Just because society throws you off doesn't mean God does. Just because this man was blind, Jesus still can heal. Just because he was all the way out in the road, he had no home, he had no place, Jesus Christ still showed up. Please don't give up tonight. Please do not give up, because Jesus did not give up on this man. He was certain. He was cut off from society. But here's where I want to park for a minute. This blind man was curious. Verse 36. And in hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. We see in the story this blind man, this is what it says this is what he meant. Let me just dumb it down for myself. He said, "What's going on?" That's all he said. He asked the people around him. He was blind. He couldn't see nothing. He just heard some ruffling going around. He heard a bunch of people walking with the Lord, and he was blind, so he didn't see Jesus. So when he heard that, he said, "What's going on?" Is there a time in your life, I know there is in mine, where I feel so blind, and all I can say is, "What's going on, Lord? What's going on in my life? What's going on in this situation? What's going on in this storm? What's going on?" That's exactly what this man asked. He said, "Lord, what is going on?" And these people had to tell him who Jesus was. These people, we'll read on here in a minute, they didn't know the Lord, but they still told him about the Lord. These people did not know the Lord. And I promise you tonight, if he can use people that don't care about him, what can he do with me? What can he do with you? What can he do with people that love Jesus Christ? He can blow the roof off. He can save sinners. He can do so many things because of the Holy Spirit living inside me. If I'll just let him, if I'll just let the Holy Spirit. John 14:1 says, "Let your heart not be troubled, but you believe in God, believe also in me." That first word is what matters. It's let. And I'm encouraging you, church, as I'm speaking to myself, you better let God work. I better let God work. He healed a blind man. This man was curious when Jesus passed by. He said, "What's going on?" He was curious. Verse 38, he was a crying blind man. He was a crying blind man. Verse 35, it says, certain blind man sat on the wayside begging, verse 38, and he cried. Church tonight, there's times in my life, and like I said, I'm not going to speak for no man, no woman out there. There's times in my life, all I can do is cry. The storm's too rough sometimes. The battle's over my head. So many times in my life, I catch myself leaving God behind. And that's when the battle gets real. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for you. Church, if we'll just let God pour out his grace on us, if we'll just let God work, we can see blind people get healed. This man was crying out to the Lord because he was blind and he needed a touch from God when Jesus passed by. Number two, Jesus can touch blinded eyes, but he can touch my begging heart. He can touch beggars tonight. Verse 35, it also says, there was a certain blind man that sat by the wayside, here it is, begging. He sat by the wayside, he was begging. In this passage of Scripture, we see this blind man, all he could do because he was blind is beg for help. There's sometimes in my life, all I can do is cry out to God. I can't fix the problem. I can't fix the storm. I can't fix the situation, but I can cry out. And church, I'm begging you to cry out to God. Cry out to an almighty God who can save. When Jesus passes by, he touched this blind man and he touched beggars' hearts. We see in verse number 38 or 35, he begged for money. The Bible says he sat by the wayside begging. Verse 36, he begged for information. Verse 36, and hearing the multitude pass by, we already talked about it, he asked what it meant. He said, what's going on? He asked for information. He also asked, and he begged for money, he begged for information. Let's look at this right here. He didn't ask who. In this passage, he didn't ask who, he asked what. He didn't know Jesus at this time. He said, what's going on? And that's where I want to look at. We don't have to ask what anymore. As believers, as born-again Christians, we can ask who. That's a promise from God. I don't know about you, but I was tired of asking what. When I was lost, when I fooled myself so many years, I was asking what. And when I got saved, I started asking who. I started talking to God himself. When that Holy Spirit breathed inside of me, I was no longer blind, and I was now begging to a God who could fix it. I was now begging to my Savior. This man begged for money. That didn't help him. This man begged for information. That didn't help him. This man begged for attention, verse 38. And he cried, saying, Jesus, here we go. He finally stopped talking to the crowd, didn't he? He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He begged for money, and that did him no good. He begged for information from the crowd. That did him no good. He started begging for Jesus. And then something changed. He started begging to the man who could heal. He cried even when the beggars told him to stop. Verse 39. And they which went before, they rebuked him. Now let's go back up to verse 37. This is the same crowd here, church. The same crowd that told him what was going on with Jesus is the same crowd that told him to stop. Verse 39. And they which went before him rebuked him that he should hold his peace. The same people that told him what was going on with Jesus is the same people that said, keep your mouth shut. Church, there's people in your life that sometimes they'll go with you on the Christian talks and the Christian walks, and then the next time you see them, they'll tell you to shut up because of the Holy Ghost conviction. Well, I'll tell you, that Holy Ghost conviction, when it starts stirring, it'll make somebody hush. It'll make this beggar get healed, but it'll make the crowd that's outside of the will of God, they'll tell him to quit asking for help from Jesus. They told him to rebuke him, that he should hold his peace. But if there's anything I can leave with you tonight, it says also in verse 39. You see, the first time this man begged for Jesus, Jesus didn't come to him. The first time in verse 38, he cried saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. The first time he called out to Jesus, the crowd stopped him. But he kept on going. This beggar, he could not see Jesus, but he could hear his footsteps. And church, I'm telling you tonight, I want to leave you with this. If you cannot see Jesus tonight, you just listen for those footsteps. I promise you, he's chasing after me. He's run, like the song says, he's running after me. He's running after you. I don't care what problems is going on in your life tonight. You don't know what's going on in my life. But the footsteps of Jesus are running after our problems. He's running after to fix them all. Because he is God. And he's the only one that can do it. This man was blind. He was a beggar. He cried so much the more in verse 39. After these people rebuked him, he didn't listen to them. He did not listen to the crowd. If that's something we can learn tonight, stop listening to the crowd. Let me stop listening to the crowd. When they say, JD, I don't understand, you say, I don't either, but God does. When the crowd says, JD, the storm's too big, you say, no, it's not. My God can. When the storm is too rough and the waters are raging, he can say three words, peace be still. Because God can do all things. He's this healer of this blind man. He's the healer of beggars. We see that first cry didn't get to him, but he kept going. And then we'll find out his reward. The third thing we see is not only was he a blinded man that got healed, not only was he begging, his heart was a begging heart. And church tonight, sometimes my heart gets to begging, and he can heal. But there's this last thing that I want to show us. Jesus can touch my bold belief. Bold belief. Last Wednesday, the youth were upstairs, but Brother BJ talked about Jonah praying. And he read a scripture in Matthew 7:7, and I want to read it one more time. If you would, turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. Church, tonight I'm going to tell you something that cannot get prayers answered. And that's my mouth. It cannot get prayers answered. My mind cannot get prayers answered. It don't matter how many times I try to fix situations or get to that place where I think I can handle it all, my mind and my mouth cannot fix problems. But there's one thing that can. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. There's one thing that Jesus listens to, and that's somebody asking for him. That's somebody who's asking for Jesus Christ to show up because every other option failed. Every other fixer up failed. But when Jesus passed by, and church, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost is here tonight. And when Jesus passes by my heart and your heart, if I'll get some bold belief in me, he will fix all problems. We talked about this last week in youth. Does the storm go away? No. Does it all look good tomorrow? Nope. But Jesus can. Let's just look back on our Bible memory right now. You remember the story of when Jesus was in the wilderness. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was hungry. Who came to see him? That deceiver. that man who is the ruler of this world, the devil, came to see Jesus himself. And in the middle of this 40 day and 40 night, when he was hungry, Satan said, "Hey, let me hit him where it hurts. How about some food, Jesus?" Y'all remember that story? Anyway, at the end of the story, we all know what happened. Jesus cast the devil out with the word of God, the sword. We talked about the sword when we were singing. I was picturing myself stabbing with that Bible because that's what cuts the dividing asunder of the soul. Anyway, back to the story here. Jesus rebuked Satan, and in that verse, it says that Satan went away for a season. Everybody agree with me? I'm not fooling myself, right? He went away for a season. That's what it says. And let me tell you something tonight, church. If he goes from Jesus for a season, he'll come back to me too. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 7, I want to read it. If you would turn there. John 15, 7. We're talking about having bold belief that Jesus can do it. Jesus can touch blinded eyes, he can touch begging hearts, and he can touch bold belief. John chapter 15, verse 7, the Bible says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Since I got born again in December, there's promises in this word that I have stood with. I've not always felt good, and I know you have not either. I know. When God saved me and the Holy Spirit came inside, I realized the battle got a little bit worse because Satan's now going against me. When I was lost, hey, life was good. I had no worries. I had no problems with Satan because I was a fool. I was lost. But when Jesus passed by and Jesus came in, something started. The battles got real. The battles got heavier, not because of anything God done, but because the deceiver is real. If there's something I can leave you with, the devil is real. He's real tonight in our lives, and we have a way to fight him. We've got a way to fight him is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The Bible says back in Luke chapter 18, he can heal begging hearts, blinded eyes, and he can heal bold belief. Verse 41, I've lost my place. Here we go. 41, the Bible says, saying, "What wilt thou do? What wilt thou that I shall do unto you?" Hey, we see the beggar ask a question a couple verses ago. We see Jesus ask a question now. Hey, the show picks up when Jesus starts talking. The Bible says, Jesus talking, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto you?" That is tough to say. Let me dumb it down, says, I had to dumb it down. What do you want? Jesus asked this blind man, this beggar, this man who was needing Jesus, "What do you want?" That's all he asked. Church, tonight, Jesus is asking me. He's asking you. He's ready to deliver. He's ready to save. He's ready to do wondrous works. And he's asking me and he's asking you, "What do you want? What do you want healed in your life? What do you want redeemed in your life? What do you want that's cast out? What do you want made new?" The Bible says in verse 30 or 42, he touched his bold belief. We see that this blind man finally got Jesus' attention. We talked about it. The first time he asked for Jesus, the crowd cut him off. But he kept praying, or he kept begging. And he finally got Jesus' attention. Verse 40, Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought at the feet of Jesus. That's my paraphrasing. He kept crying so much the more. The blind man, the beggar, the man we're talking about in this story, kept going and Jesus showed up. Does everybody know where I'm going with this? When I keep praying, when I keep going, when I keep seeking the Lord, when I get JD out of the way and let Jesus take center stage, he'll show up. Bible says he can touch that bold belief. He finally got Jesus' attention. Verse 41, he freely answered Jesus. When Jesus comes on the scene in this story, he gets free. This man gets freed. He gets freed from begging. He gets freed from blindness. Because of his bold belief and his faith in Jesus, he can freely answer. And church tonight, we can freely answer God. Hebrews chapter 4, let's turn there. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. We're talking about being free in the presence of Christ. Hebrews 4, 16 is the last verse in that chapter. Now let's just go back to 15, because that's a good one too. Hebrews 4, 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. In other words, he feels what I feel. Amen. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. 16, let us therefore come boldly, talking about being free, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Church, if you're in a time of need tonight in your life, get some belief in you. If you're not in a time of hurting, or if you're not in a time of need tonight, now's the perfect opportunity to gain some faith. We see this man was healed from blindness. He was healed from begging because he believed. He freely answered Jesus, and here's where I want to kind of land the plane tonight. He forever received a saving grace. Verse number 42, back in Luke 42, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, receive your sight. Your work saved you? No. Oh, no. This man was beggar. He had nothing. He could not do anything. His works didn't save him. My works didn't save me. You know what saved me? Let's go back and read. Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved you. Church, tonight, this bold belief I'm talking about comes from God. It comes from an Abba Father. We can cry out to him. We can freely get answers. We can forever receive a saving grace from him. Last thing, here it is tonight. We're free. We're forever saved. But here's verse 43. And this is where I want to leave you with this week. This is what I want you to remember if you do not remember anything else. Verse 43. He forgot his problems. Boy, there's a lot of problems in your life tonight. There's a lot of prayer requests in your life and in my life tonight. There are a lot of issues going on in this world. There's a lot of pain, a lot of trouble, a lot of things I can't answer, and a lot of things you can't answer. Would everybody agree with me? When this blind man, this begging man came to Jesus, he forgot his problems. Verse 43. Immediately, he received his sight, followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise unto God. So what this scripture is telling me is when this man had faith, he got born again, he got healed, he got all the begging was blind, everything was saved, everything was gone, he was now free. He didn't go back to the wayside, did he? He did not go back to sitting on the street corner begging for money anymore. He had it all. Church, tonight, in my life and in your life, we have it all as Christians. Hey, the world ties me down, it ties you down, but I'm free now. I have this faith that Jesus is enough. And when this man got that faith and he got that grace, he forgot his problems. And when Jesus passes by in your life tonight, let me remind you of something I had to remind myself this week. If I'll have some begging heart, if I'll have blinded eyes, it's healed. If I can have a begging heart, it can be healed. Why? Because when Jesus passes by, I have a bold belief in him. My question to you tonight is, if Jesus passed you by at this moment, do you have faith enough to get him saved? Do you have enough belief in him to say, Lord God, I'm blind right now. Now, we can go back to the scripture. Another translation says that he asked for his sight to be regained. What that means was he could see at one time. And now, whatever happened, looked in the sun too long, I don't know, he got blind. But he got healed once again. And church, we can be healed once again, no matter what the circumstances is, because when it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. Because Jesus passed by. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, what an honor it is to read your scripture, to just share a little bit of what you've spoken to me. God, I'm so thankful. Lord God, I'm so thankful for this church. Father, thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you, God, for that saving grace, Lord. It is enough to stand in the evil day. I believe that with all my heart. And I pray, God, as we go out into this world tomorrow, Lord, we're going to enter it here as we dismiss. But I pray right now that we'd forget our problems. We'd have belief in God. Lord, I pray you anoint this congregation. Lord, I love you. God, I'm so thankful, so honored to be in this pulpit declaring, thus saith the word of God. Father, I pray nothing but blessings on this church, nothing but freedom. Lord God, if there be somebody in here that's struggling, maybe blind right now, they may be begging for an answer, I'm thankful that your grace is enough. Thank you for your love, and I pray you go with us tonight. It's in Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people said, amen.